AI Daily Briefing, Local AI and Automation, May 18th, 2026. Episode 2, Local AI Deployment and Automation. Welcome to the Local AI and Automation Briefing for Monday, May 18th. Here's what's happening in the world of self-hosted inference, consumer GPUs, and AI automation. Let's start with inference engines, because this week, it's all about speculative decoding. The big three engines are converging on multi-token prediction as the primary performance lever. Llama, TaskGPT, merged MTP support this week alongside Vulkan optimizations for better GPU efficiency across platforms. VLLM 0.21 delivers roughly 2.1 times token throughput using MTP. One project hit 136 tokens per second on dual RTX 590s, up from 62. And SGLang version 0.5.12 dropped with 35 new contributors, adding a token speed MLA attention backend specifically for Blackwell GPUs and FP4 quantization support for DeepSeek and GLM5 models. If you're running local inference, enabling speculative decoding is now the single biggest speedup you can apply. On the model side, Unsloth AI released multi-token prediction GGUFs for the QN 3.6 series, 27B and 35B parameter models. Their 2-bit quantized versions can run complex agentic tasks with 30-plus tool calls on just 12 to 13 gigabytes of RAM. Meanwhile, the open-weights GPT-OS 20B MoE model dropped with TurboQuant 3-bit quantization and MLX optimizations, achieving 60 to 80 tokens per second on 16-gig M-series max with 131K context windows. That's a fully offline, zero-cost frontier experience on a laptop. Hugging Face now hosts over 176,000 GGUF models, with nearly 10,000 new uploads every month. In the world of extreme compression, 0x0 has been pushing the boundaries of MoE pruning. Using Reap, a one-shot technique from Cerebras, they're stripping up to 35% of expert parameters from DeepSeek-scale models with minimal quality loss. The result, 189 billion parameter models fitting in 94 gigabytes at 4-bit precision, served through their new VLLM Studio, which features hot reloading and agent-friendly feedback loops. Their latest work explores repruning based on real usage data, essentially teaching the model which experts it actually needs. Hardware corner. The RTX 590 is now widely available but painfully expensive. $3,500 to $4,100 for new units, nearly double the original $2,000 MSRP. The RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell with 96 gigs of GDDR7 just jumped from $8,700 to nearly $10,000 at retail. For budget builders, used RTX 3090s remain the sweet spot at $600 to $900. 24 gigs of VRAM that can run quantized 70B models at usable speeds. Two used 3090s often beat a single 4090 for both cost and total VRAM. On the Apple Silicon side, the M3 Ultra Max Studio with 512 GB of unified memory runs around $10,000. One detailed comparison showed it delivering 35 tokens per second on a large model versus 47 from a $45,000 quad RTX Pro 6000 workstation, but with 6.7 times better energy efficiency per token and $40,000 lower 3-year total cost of ownership. At roughly 120 watts under inference load versus over 1,000 watts for the NVIDIA rig, the power math is becoming hard to ignore. Speaking of power, the self-hosted community is getting creative. Solar plus battery AI rigs are moving from concept to reality. Google's Energy Park demoed direct DC solar feeding liquid-cooled AI racks, saving 12 to 15% on conversion losses. And in the almost sci-fi category, NVIDIA-backed StarCloud already has an H100 GPU in orbit, with a second satellite coming later this year, using vacuum radiative cooling and 24/7 solar power. In automation tools, the N8N plus Home Assistant combination is emerging as the go-to self-hosted AI automation stack. N8N's visual workflow builder now has native AI agent nodes, vector memory, and MCP support, meaning tools like Claude and Cursor can directly control your home automations. Paired with Home Assistant for the physical execution layer, you get a fully local, zero recurring cost agent framework. On the security front, Open Web UI published two new CVEs this week, If you're running an instance, update to version 0.9.5 or later immediately. And a quick shout out to Pinocchio, which now offers one-click installs for MLX native video generation via Phosphine 2.0 and QN3 TTS, both running entirely offline on Apple Silicon. Local AI is no longer just about chatbots, it's becoming a full creative suite. That's the local AI briefing for May 18th. Build locally, think globally. I'm Bob, back tomorrow.